Today on Locked On Rockies, the Rockies make moves in regards to the 40-man. They make a trade and ownership. Well, not exactly ownership makes a move in Denver.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 16th day of November in the year 2022. I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, you are in luck. You're in the right spot, because that's what we do each and every single day here on the Locked On Rockies podcast, is talk about the Colorado Rockies. And if you're wondering who the heck is this guy talking about the Locked On, or the Rockies on the Locked On Rockies podcast, well, I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you all sorts of good stuff about the Rockies, bad stuff about the Rockies, just Rockies conversation. Been following this team my entire life and been bringing you your daily Rockies talk for a little over two seasons now. Kind of a short, sweet, easy, we're in the offseason. The Rockies do make a couple of moves as the live chat's going off that you can join in on by subscribing to Locked On Rockies and being here when we record live. Joel DeGray says the Rockies have already been more active this offseason than I thought they were going to be. We're going to talk about the Rockies' recent activity, including selecting some contracts to the 40-man roster ahead of the Rule 5 draft, a little bit of a trade that happened between the Rockies and the Guardians, and I just wanted to give a little bit of my take on something you might have saw in the news today regarding the Momfords and property in the city of Denver. But let's go over here to Purple Row, and shout outs to you, Nicholas Duval. I see you as well. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rock on to you as well. Let's see what Evan Lang writes here. Rockies select several contracts in advance of Rule 5 draft. And this was written today, so you can go check out more here on Purple Row. This was written by Evan Lang. Ahead of today's 4 o'clock mountain deadline, the Colorado Rockies announced they've selected the contracts of 5 minor league players in order to protect them from the upcoming Rule 5 draft. Those players are infielder Warming Bernabeu, it's right-handed pitcher Blair Calvo, infielder Julio Correas, outfielder Brenton Doyle, and I would say those names you're thinking, I mean, if you're, unless you're a real Rockies prospect diehard, might not know those names, but this one you might remember. This one you might know, and this kind of relates to our conversation yesterday. I actually was going to get to it yesterday, but I did not get to. But Riley Pint makes the roster for the Rockies. I mean, these contracts are selected, so these players are on the 40-man roster right now. The Rockies currently now sit with 38 players on their 40-man roster, so these players are technically part of the Colorado Rockies right now. And for Riley Pint to go from basically retired to back in the big leagues and back up and at least making an impact is interesting. Is it going to pan out? What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, all of this stuff, especially with these names and everything next year, we might learn more. We might see more. But there's not necessarily anything to be too kind of up in the air about anything other than I think Riley Pint deserves an applause. This is a highly touted. This was a highly touted pick that was dealing with some terrible, stuff on his own and whatever that may be, whatever issues that were getting in the way of his performance, whether it be the game, whether it be something of that nature. It's important that he was able to bounce back, I'm sure, for not only himself, but the Rockies as well. And this, I mean, now Riley gets to talk to a guy. I mean, I think the conversations and I could see a Riley Pint, Daniel Bard relationship and something, you know, being a really great thing to watch this spring and something that was going to be really good for Riley. Daniel Bard, we did a whole podcast yesterday about his story and how big of a deal it is, and Riley's got his own version of that story, and now you have two players that can come together and benefit. I mean, Riley Pint can benefit from talking to one of the best closers in the game from last season. So really cool to hear from that. But let's see. Evan's got a nice little breakdown here on Purple Row of some of these players. So let's learn more about some of these Rockies prospects here. Warming Bernabeu started the season with the low-A Fresno Grizzlies. 65 games, he slashed .317, .390, .504 with 10 home runs and 54 RBI. The Rockies' number 8 organizational prospect, Bernabeu was promoted to the high-A Spokane Indians and continued to hit well. In 26 games with Spokane, he hit 305, 315, 486 with another 486. And he did go to the Fall League, but unfortunately he did struggle there. Right-handed pitcher Blair Calvo isn't currently ranked in the Rockies' top 30 prospect, but had a strong season out of the bullpen for the AA Hartford Yard Goats. Again, we are reading from Purple Row, Evan Lang here. He also made it to the Fall League. He had 29 appearances with the AA Hartford Yard Goats, 309 ERA with a 127 WHIP. Whippy arm action with a fastball at 95 to 97 miles an hour and a strong slider. Shortstop for Julio Correas. He ranks just outside of Purple Row's top 30 mid-season rankings. And he started the season with High A Spokane. And then he did get a late promotion and struggled to adjust. In 60 at-bats in AA, he batted 233, 303, 350 without a home run. Spent most of 2022 as a shortstop, but he could potentially move to third base. He's playing in the Dominican League as of now. Number 25 on Purple Row's ranking prospect list is Brenton Doyle, one of the many promising outfielders in the Rockies farm system, and is ranked number 21 organizationally. Doyle has strong fielding tools, including a 60 grade at speed, arm, and fielding. He can also back things up with a 55 power and 45 hit tool. Doyle earned a minor league baseball gold glove for his defensive work in 2021 and played most of the season with Double A, 246, 287, 450 line with 23 home runs. Got promoted to Triple A and had an OPS of 1.241 with 3 home runs over just 9 games. So good stuff there from some of their Rockies prospects. Let's talk a little bit about Riley Pint and a little bit more about the Rockies move. Take a look at the live chat here as well. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of the people that helped make this show possible, and that includes Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package theft spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report for the third year in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real so you can get priority police response. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than $1 a day, less than half the price of ADT's professionally monitored or professionally installed traditional system. With the top rated Simply Safe app, you can stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere, arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your camera, or adjust system settings. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system recommended by the U.S. News & World Report. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe. In the live chat here, Joel DeGrace says, Doyle has got a cane and arm and can flash the leather. Exactly the type of thing you're looking for when it comes to outfield at Coors Field. Being good at defense with a nice strong arm and the ability to put the ball over the wall is something you want to be encouraged by. Hello to you, Eric, and hello to you, Stefano, as well. Welcome into the live chat. Let's head back over here and continue our conversation about these contracts the Rockies selected. Evan Lang on Purple Row is writing about these, and there's more details about all these prospects, so you should head over to Purple Row, and you should read up more. I'm kind of skipping over some of the stuff because I don't want to read everything. Evan puts a ton of hard work into this. I don't want to take everything up on there. But let's see here what we got from Riley Pint. He's come a long way in a year from retired and out of baseball to back to the team's fold and potentially almost making his major league debut. Pint started the 2022 season with the AA Hartford Yard Goats, the highest level of play he'd seen since being drafted in the first round of the 2016 draft. In Hartford, he put together his longest and most successful season of professional baseball. Over 42 and two-thirds innings and 38 plate appearances, Pint struck out 55 batters and posted a 4.85 ERA. issues with controls as he walked 29 batters and hit 8 of them, got the promotion to AAA in August, and made 3 appearances with 1 earned run, give up, and 3 strikeout. He had a late forearm strain, and that is unfortunate, and that basically shut down his season. They believe, Evan is saying here, they stuck with Pint because they believe he is closing in on his big league readiness, and they don't want another organization to poach him. Here are some of the snubs from that Evan said. And again, these are really nice, helpful articles, because I don't always know all the stuff going on with the prospects. Carl Kaufman was not selected, and he ended his season in AAA and his potential pitching depth on a roster that needs it. Aaron Shunk was left off despite his solid season in AA. He was the number 25 organizational prospect. And Grant Levine was also there, left off there. But we'll see what happens with the Rule 5 draft. The Rockies also made a trade yesterday. Not too much of a shocker. It wasn't like a giant, earth-shattering, crazy trade or anything like that. But they did get Nolan Jones from the Cleveland Guardians. He made his big league debut, and the Rockies sent Juan Brito. The Rockies made the chance, so that brings the roster up to 39 players. And here we go. I reached out to the host of Locked On Guardians to learn a little bit more about this trade. And here is what I got. So here is, this is from the host of Locked On Guardians, Jeff there. I asked him what we need to know about this trade. And this is what he said. Nolan Jones is a guy with 70 grade power, big walk and strikeout numbers, 3 outcomes type of player. Very athletic family, has bounced around position wise. Zips had him as a top 10 prospect in 2020. Batted ball data is fantastic. Downside, might not have a potential home, can't hit lefties, and will strike out a ton, but was also top 10 in WRC plus among all Guardians last year when he was called up for a month. Jeff goes on to say first base, DH, left field, third base are the spots he came up, and he came up as a third baseman. He says, he adds, I have believed in him being a platoon bat who could hit 30 home runs a year while striking out a ton and walking a bunch. Everything works. He is Russell Branyan 2.0. So that is what the description of Jeff is for the Rockies on that trade. And again, it's nothing crazy. It's nothing out of this world. But if you're going to be able to have a platoon player, would you rather have Garrett Hampson and what he brings to the team? Or would you have someone that strikes out 100 plus times a year, but hits 30 home runs and walks, you know, has a nice high amount of walks? I mean, you're not going to be too upset if that's going to be the utility player you end up using, and maybe he benefits a little bit too and gets a little bit disciplined. He's going to the wrong team to get help in terms of striking out less. The Rockies have to prove to us and prove to themselves that they are going to be a team that's more disciplined at the plate. So there you have a nice little more insight into that trade. The Rockies, it was a minor leaguer, Juan Brito, here. So we got a little bit more here on the trade from Skylar Timmons of Purple Row. In exchange, the Rockies depart with infielder Juan Brito, signed out of the Dominican Republic in 2018. Brito has played 3 professional seasons with a strong track record. The 21-year-old spent all the 2022 season with the low-A Fresno Grizzlies, where he turned in a strong campaign. Playing in 107 games, Brito batted .286, .407, .470 with 29 doubles, 6 triples, and 11 home runs, while also driving in 72 runs and stealing 17 bases. Perhaps one of the more impressive stats was that he struck out 71 times, in contrast to his 78 walks and 497 plate appearances. So there you go. There's a, you know, that's kind of a difference in what you're going to look. You're getting a guy that's striking out a lot, but has the power, and you sent away that's a guy that's not striking out as much, is drawing the walks. But again, 71 strikeouts is still a bit, is up there, but he's matching his strikeouts and his walks. So you're hoping that you're getting that same level of production there from Nolan Jones, new member of the Colorado Rockies. Wanted to talk about something that happened in regards to the Mumford family and Denver and try to put a bit of a Rockies spin on it for you all here. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of the folks that help make this show possible. And that includes Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. If you want to get in on all the action in any league, whether it be professional or amateur, Bet Online is the place for you. You can get ahead on your baseball future bets. You can do all sorts of stuff there, from football to basketball to soccer. They even got the esports going on there at betonline.net. They got sports podcasts. They got analysis, news, up-to-the-minute lines. Everything you need for your betting information can be found at Bet Online. The fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix is at betonline.net. So head to that website today, betonline.net, or use your mobile device to learn more about Bet Online. BetOnline.net, where the game starts. Bet Online. This is the Locked On Rockies podcast. You are listening to the Locked On Podcast Network. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day. For your second listen of the day, you can check out a variety of wonderful podcasts on this network, including the Locked On Sports Today podcast, which keeps you up to date with all things in the world of sports. And, of course, our friends at the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and the Locked On Nuggets podcast. But enough about them. This is the Locked On Rockies podcast. And something that you might have noticed was the Mumford companies bought up more property around Coors Field. And while the son of Dick Mumford is not technically the part of the owner of the of this group, so Dick Mumford himself is not directly involved with purchasing this property and his son's real estate doings, and this is not about the son and the real estate. That's fine. I mean, it's, I'm sure plenty of people have other issues about things buying, about people buying up legendary places. I don't have as much affinity, but this jazz and Mexican restaurant that was just bought out. So that's not what I'm talking about. But this is a reminder now that the Mumfords, at least in Mumford name, now own a considerable amount of real estate all around Coors Field. They are investing in creating this environment, this area, and running that section of Denver. When you hear them, when we have these expectations, all these things need to be held accountable. And I want to just look, again, there's a whole article in the Denver Post that breaks down the deal. And I just want to read a little bit from Lily O'Neill's post on the Denver Post, just at the end. It's nothing major, but it's just something that just in my head, I wanted to think about. As an ad just pops right over what I was going to say. We want this neighborhood to compete on a national stage with the likes of Nashville and Dallas, said Mumford, whose father, Charlie, and Uncle Dick own the Colorado Rockies in McGregor Square. The Rockies did a really nice job with McGregor Square and with the Dairy Block and Union Station have been huge catalysts for this neighborhood, and we're beneficiaries of that. They are trying to be a massive part of this, of that, of all that growth down there. Everything down there. Remember how McGregor Square was advertised. Remember when you see this stuff. Remember when you hear about when you see what the Mumfords do in terms of their priorities of how they run a baseball team. Stuff like this matters. Again, this is his son. This is technically not Dick Mumford stuff, if I'm understanding and reading this correctly, but it all factors in. It's a big play. The Mumfords are more focused on their money and the business. Right. Yes, obviously. Duh. But when we ask and when we wonder and when we hear excuses from the front office or from the organization or from there about lack of market size, about lack of money, about lack of access, about lack of this, that, or other thing, it's gonna be a bunch of hooey. The Mumfords are going to be in control of a massive chunk of a majorly bustling, booming part of the country. Every time throughout the summer, the Mumford name is going to be involved in massive amounts of entertainment down in near Coors Field. And all that money and all that power and all that influence is going to circulate within the Rockies organization as well. It doesn't matter if his son isn't a part of it yet. What does Dick Mumford love to do? hire his family, hire from within. I mean, it has it all painted over. The real estate mindset, it's more of a real estate move. It's the mindset is still there. Until this type of stuff makes me either think the Rockies are hopefully going to be able to have access to bigger and more exciting players because they are increasing their revenue streams, or this is just another thing to distract the Rockies from going to where they need to go. And they're not even breaking grounds on this. They're not even advertising with this stuff. They're not even doing it like they were with McGregor Square. But there was already some stuff that I didn't like about the McGregor Square stuff. Not in terms of that's business. That's fine. It's whatever they want to do. I am talking here as a Rockies fan and as someone who cares about the team and what the priorities of what I think the person who owns the Colorado Rockies is. And it is not competitive winning baseball. It's great real estate. It's great entertainment. It's great value in the city of Denver. That's not the take here. I mean, they're a business. Of course they're a business. Of course they want to make money. I am talking strictly from the baseball focus and the baseball perspective side of things. This is, it's just another type of thing for you to just kind of think about. It's a lot of real estate. It's a lot of stuff that the Momfort name is going to own there in Denver. And what does that mean for the future of the Rockies? We will have to see. Let's close out with a couple of things from the live chat here. Eric Harper says, I'm kind of just making this up, but I feel like we'll win a lot more games next year. There's factors that could lead into that, including Chris Bryant, the balanced schedule, and the pitchers being better. I mean, there are reasons to believe that the Rockies underperformed, but it depends on what your definition of a lot is there and how much more winning you expect the Rockies to do. Until they really prove me otherwise, I was pretty bullish on them and thought they were going to win more than 70 games last year, and they did not. So we might have to be living in that high 60s win range until we see them prove us otherwise here next year. Nicholas Duvall says, I think next summer I need to make a trip out to Spokane and check out some of our prospects. Sounds like we might have some good ones out there. I agree. I'm close to Spokane as well. That might be something I need to put on my agenda. I got all sorts of stuff I want to go on there. And Eric says he expects 15 more wins. 15 more wins for the Rockies. Let's see. What would that have done? 15 more wins for the Rockies would make them, oh man, that's an 80-win team. Oh boy. I don't know. I don't know if I can go through to an 83-win team. That's better than the Giants last year. And 83 wins would have the Rockies still not make the playoffs, but would have been knocking on the door. And only four less wins than the Phillies. Perhaps. That would make them, they could potentially be next year's Orioles, I guess, when you're looking at it here. Orioles finished with 83 wins last year. A lot of stuff's got to go well. And the lack of depth throughout the pitching is terrifying. And until the Rockies start scoring more runs, 83 wins. I would not take that bet, Eric. I like that you are always optimistic, but I think I'm going to skip that bet. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Great live chat today. Tons of people here. If you want to be part of the live chat, you can find us on your favorite streaming service, and you can also find us when we are live at the Locked On Rockies YouTube channel. You can be part of the live chat like Eric Harper was, like Alec Hart, like Nicholas Duvall, like Joel DeGrace, like Stefano Sanchez, all were today. You can ask your questions live. You can be part of the show, and you can find us on your favorite platform. Just search Locked On Rockies. We are also on Twitter at LO Rockies. I'm at Paul Holden 33. Plenty of podcasts for your second listen of the day. Go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast or the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Nuggets, or Locked On Avalanche podcast. And until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.